Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together.
Welcome back to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. Drew is flying solo today. Yeah, I want to do an episode just to talk a little bit about what I've been going through. Daniela will be at Tony Robbins, so it's just optimally easier to record an episode solo at this point because our schedules are conflicted at this point. So I'd like to get into what I've been feeling lately. A little self-disclosure. As all of you may know, I recently transitioned into a new career. And with that specific move that I've made has had its fair share of challenges and hurdles to overcome. This is something that I've never, this is an area or an industry I've never gotten into. At some point, maybe I will be able to share, but at this point I can't. But let's just say it is sales, but there's a lot more involved, a lot more moving parts. This is something bigger than I've ever done before. With that being said, I've had to overcome a lot of challenges as far as workflow, as far as learning new things, as far as basically, in a sense, drinking from a fire hose. Really just a million new things coming at me all at once and figuring out how to prioritize these things because, you know, there's a lot of training that's involved with this type of work and ongoing training when you start working and you're in your position. I've been struggling a little bit with some of the daily activities because they put you into a schooling and you go into the school. So you're learning more, but you also have standards that you have to upkeep on top of that, and there's projects and things you have to do. So it's almost like you're going to school and at the same time you're working and you get graded on some of this stuff because they want you to be the best sales professional, right? That's the goal. They want to invest in their people to get the best result. And I understand that. I'm not saying that's anything wrong with it, but with that going on, that has caused a lot of, I guess it's caused a lot of stress for me. And it's kind of made me feel, I guess I feel that I've been backed into a corner a little bit and maybe questioned myself and my abilities to perform at a level that I deem like the best it could be. And I do have, I guess, a level of expectations for myself. I mean, this is a pretty high level stress job because of the requirements of sales and professionalism that you have to carry and represent with the company. So with that being said, on top of that, I have that. And then I have myself and my standards and my abilities to perform and my abilities to move forward and do tasks in a certain way. And it has caused me to feel very stressed out. And on top of that, some of the activities I'm not really quite fond of. There is soliciting sales, right? And cold calling. And I guess my methods are of understanding of how to do these things, how the company wants me to do them versus how I think they should be done or the ways they should be performed. I could say that I have better ways to do those things, or I'm finding ways around that because, yes, you can cold call and talk to anyone, but there's a specific way to do it. And there's specific information you have to have when you cold call. You have to be confident what you're doing, right? You have to be confident in what you're talking about as well. So there's a little bit of a conflict and a disconnect there. Now, I'm no stranger to asking people questions, a lot of questions, picking people's brains. And I walk around the office and I talk to different people. And I feel that the mentality is just keep slamming away on those phones. It's just a numbers game. Now, in my opinion, that mentality is very much a dated mentality. And the reason why I say that is you can do anything a number of times until you finally get a result that's in your favor. And you could say that's success. I mean, there are some things that take time. But for me, sales is an evolving process. The way that you do these things, the way that you perform these things, they constantly evolve and change. It's communication with individuals that own businesses, but it's also psychology behind it. Now, when you're calling people or you're speaking to people, depending on the region of the world that you live in also, there's ways to speak to people in a certain way to get the reaction that you want, or maybe disarm them a bit so they'll actually hear you out instead of hanging up the phone. Everybody's gotten the telemarketer or spoke to somebody and they're like, oh, not another one of you guys. Hang, click. And now for me, it's more like I want to be able to provide value to the person that I'm calling. But at the same time, I also I don't want to sound like everybody else. So I'm fighting with that and learning and trying to learn how to be different and how to sound different. Because what I do have to offer with the company that I work for, what we have to offer is a very good solution for them and their business. But it's not something that they're willing to hear until you get them to open up their ears and actually listen without hanging up on you. And that's the biggest hurdle. And it's not fun getting rejected, getting denied, getting spoken to. You know, people telling you to go fuck off, or I don't want to hear it. And it's not a couple of phone calls a week. It's, you know, you got to do, to be successful, you got to do over 100 plus phone calls. It's daunting. It's stressful. And that's only part of it, right? Then you have to be able to make an appointment or book an appointment, get somebody to actually say, hey, I want to meet with you and discuss this solution further. And all that. Because there's standards, right? You have to withhold your standards. When you're in sales, there's quotas you have to meet. If you don't perform, your job is on the line. So all these things have just come home to roost. All these chickens have come home to roost in my head and have caused me to have a lot of stress on me. And it's a lot. And I'm really just trying to figure out how I can do this the best way I can, how to push through and actually be successful at this, but also feel good about what I'm doing. And I find myself struggling a lot. And this past weekend, and I was speaking with Daniela, and she knows what's going on, and she's been nothing but a great support system to me and has said that I'll make space for you and I'll be there for you in any capacity that I can, and made some suggestions. Mentioned journaling, right? So that's the part I want to get to now. I haven't really journaled as much as I have in the past. And I figured that instead of just writing a passage in a journal or just purging, I would come on here and talk to you guys and just talk about what's going on and be real, right? We could talk about our highlight reels and we could talk about all the great things we know, how amazing our Daniela and I's relationship is and the things that we've overcome. But I think it would be better or best to self-disclose while it's happening. I'm a real person like everyone else out there. And I have my great moments and I have my bad moments. I have my, you know, all types of moments in my life. And I figured what better way than to have a passage that I can relay on to the world and reflect and let them know that it's okay. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to have stress. It's okay to not be sure about what you want to do from point A to point B. All these things, I just want you to know that whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, whatever stress that you're feeling in your life, maybe you're at a job that you really hate, or you're doing something you're really not in the frame of mind to do, and you really can't do it anymore. You don't want to do it anymore. I want you to allow yourself the ability to really reflect and not beat yourself up about it, but to really like look inward, or even look outward and say, is this what I really want to do? Is this what I want for my life? Because I'm not gonna lie, part of me is there. Part of me is looking at that. Is it the work? Is it what I'm doing specifically? Is it the company I'm working with? Like, what is it that's I guess giving me a little, I'm hitting a little bit of a wall. And I, instead of just like retreating and running, try to figure out what it is, try to find what it is and try to adjust it, look for a solution. That's where I'm at right now. I'm really just trying to find a solution of what I'm feeling and push forth and be the best that I can be. Sometimes wanting to be so successful and just trying to just swing and hit it out of the park, you beat yourself up along the way and you're not giving yourself the best treatment. You're not giving yourself love that you need. And I think that's part of my problem right now. I get the best love. I mean, I have the best partner. I get the love and support. So there's no lack there. It's maybe lack of inner support with myself and being patient. Well, I just wanted to share that with you all. I love you and I appreciate you for listening. I hope that you have an amazing week wherever you are. And we'll talk soon.